Hare Krishna. Don't rate spiritual wisdom using the laughter test. Sometimes when people come to some spiritual or seemingly spiritual programs, they come looking for some entertainment, some pious form of entertainment. And even when they hear some discourses, if they find that there are some speakers who crack a lot of jokes, who are humorous, then people flock around such speakers. And often they consider a class to be great if there are a lot of jokes, if it evokes a lot of laughter within them. Now here they may not speak it explicitly, but what they are doing is they are rating spiritual wisdom using the laughter test. That means, just like if we have a litmus test which tells whether a particular substance is having this property or not, that or not. But similarly, they have the laughter test. So if some speaker makes them laugh, oh, it's a good speaker. And if some speaker doesn't make them laugh, nothing special about the speaker. So mediocre speaker. Now, yes, certainly, because we live in a world where often we have anxiety and misery, so it is natural for us to desire some relief, and laughter can provide relief. And laughter does provide relief on many occasions. So the desire for relief, and even the desire for relief through laughter, is fine enough. But it becomes problematic when we make laughter as the primary purpose for our approaching spiritual wisdom. And we think that the spiritual wisdom is not really wisdom if it doesn't make us laugh. Now, this a classic text on spiritual wisdom is the Bhagavad Gita. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated very clearly that Krishna, he speaks the message, and we can look at the response of the audience at two levels. The response of Arjuna and the response of Sanjay, who was also hearing it so that he could transmit it to Dhritarashtra. Now, if you look at both these responses, what do we see? When we consider the response of Arjuna at the end of the Gita in 18.73, he states that Nashto moha smriti labdha tat prasadan maya achyuta titosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So he says, karishye vachanam tava. I will do your will. By your words, my illusion has been dispelled. Nashto moha smriti labdha. My memory has been restored. Tat prasadan maya achyuta. By your mercy, O Lord Achyuta. Sitosmi gata sandeha, sitosmi. I am well situated now, free from doubt. And karishye vachanam tava, karishye vachanam tava. I will do your will. So here we see hearing spiritual wisdom leads to a resolute determination to surrender to Krishna, to do his will, to serve him essentially. And we see what is the effect on Sanjay, that is mentioned in 18.76-77. Where he says, Tachya samsmitya samsmitya rupamatya advitam hare vismayo me mahan rajan rishyami cha punha punha rajan samsmitya samsmitya samvadamim advitam keshavarjunayo punyam rishyami cha muhur muhu. So in 76 and 77, first he says, I remember the conversation and I am thrilled, and I remember the form of Lord Hari and I am thrilled. Either way, the point is, He is immersed, inundated in remembrance of Krishna. So spiritual wisdom is meant to inspire us to serve Krishna and to inspire us to remember Krishna. And that is what is important. And in the process of remembrance, yes, there can be humor also. Hasya rasa also comes from Krishna. But that is not the only rasa which is related with Krishna, and that rasa is not always related with Krishna. So we have to be cautious. It's like in a meal, you know, a dessert might be delicious, but a dessert is meant to be only one aspect in the meal. The dessert should not be the full meal. And similarly, if we have dessert as a full meal, then we miss out on our nourishment. Similarly, if we focus on trying to have the humor as the essence of spiritual wisdom, then we miss out on spiritual wisdom. So by avoiding the laughter test, by not rating spiritual wisdom based on the laughter test, but by focusing on how it inspires us to remember Krishna and to serve Krishna, then we can get the fullest enrichment and fulfillment that comes from spiritual wisdom. Thank you. Hare Krishna.